بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد، الحمد لله. We will start a series on talking about qualities which are present in every human being. And in Islam, we have to control these qualities, we have to promote some, and we have to suppress some. Basically, ulama ikram tell us that there are two types of qualities. And since this is the session one, we would mention that there is akhlaq-e-hamida and akhlaq-e-razila. Akhlaq-e-hamida, good character traits in a person, which must be enhanced, nourished, promoted, and acted upon. And akhlaq-e-razila, we will give you examples of akhlaq-e-hamida, good qualities, akhlaq-e-razila in this session. Akhlaq-e-razila, bad qualities, evil qualities, qualities which destroy the individual. Akhlaq-e-hamida, qualities which bring a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Akhlaq-e-razila, qualities that take a person far away from Allah Azza wa Jal. Akhlaq-e-hamida, the whole of tasawwuf, the whole of sharia, tariqat, marifat wants us to adopt. Akhlaq-e-razila, bad qualities, the whole of Islam, sharia, tariqat, marifat wants us to abhor and detest. For example, akhlaq-e-hamida, let us be positive and talk about a list what is good qualities and which we should develop them. Examples are sincerity, repentance, humility, meekness, abstinence, which we call zohd, taqwa, piety, which we translate as piety, taharat, cleanliness, sabr, which we translate as patience, mercy, compassion, fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, remembrance and zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua to Allah Jalla Majdahu, obedience to Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sharia, having good morals and character, hospitality and generosity, making the shukr, being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and mankind for their services, having utmost modesty and shame. Now these qualities that we have listed, every male and female has to strive for, endeavor to imbibe in oneself. And if we are lacking in any one of these, then we are incomplete as far as character and personality is concerned. Akhlaq-e-razila, bad qualities, evil character traits, which stem from the tongue, non-control of the tongue, which leads to the heart becoming evil and foul and rotten. So qualities such as lying, slander, jealousy, pride, anger in the wrong circumstances, greed, avarice, vanity, futility, engaging in futile activity, arrogance, which leads to stupidity. Now, all these qualities, the ulama have classified as akhlaq-e razila, meaning bad qualities which destroy the individual. We will see that some of them stem from the tongue, and eventually it influences the heart. All these qualities, both good and bad, they are emanating from the heart. That is why it is most important for us to nourish the heart with halal food. When we nourish the heart with halal food, then sincerity, repentance and humility, abstinence and taqwa, taharat and sabr, mercy and compassion, fear of Allah and zikr of Allah, making dua, obedience, having good character and morals, being hospitable and generous, making the shukr of Allah and appreciating what mankind does, having modesty and shame, all become easy. But when that heart becomes evil and bad, then unfortunately a person becomes a liar and a slanderer. He becomes jealous, a jealous person, full of pride and unnecessary and unwarranted anger. Greed and avarice takes over that person. That person becomes one full of vanity, doing futile activities. And then pride and arrogance leads to non-control of the tongue. So we should be very cautious. Alhamdulillah, in these series we are going to try to address the evil qualities. Because generally, as we understand from Sharia, even our kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, there is negation. Then there is positiveness completely. We have to take out La ilaha illallah. La, negation, is coming first. So if we follow that same principle and usul, we will try to speak about the head. Many ulama have said this, that the head or the chief of the evil characteristics in mankind lies in pride. They say pride unfortunately leads to every other thing. Pride drives one to lying and slander and jealousy, anger and greed and avarice and vanity and arrogance. Pride leads. So we will start discussing in this short series of 15 minutes each about pride and how pride destroys a person, and if we can remove what is wrong, what is negative, what is poisonous, what is cancerous from the heart, all these evil qualities, then inshallah we can fill it with sincerity, humility, taqwa, taharat and sabr, mercy and compassion. So we should identify, the whole idea is to identify the evil and to acknowledge the evil. Many a person is not reforming because we do not recognize sin as sin. When we do not recognize sin as sin, we do not repent. And that is why bidat flourishes. That is why shirk flourishes. Why? Because those who are involved in bidat, especially, it is clearly stated that a bidati does not have the good fortune of repentance. Why? Because he feels what I am doing is right. When a person feels what I am doing is right, then unfortunately the person will not have the capacity and ability, the tawfiq, to repent. So we should look at ourselves in the mirror and start analyzing and realizing that we have faults, we are making mistakes, we are not innocent. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they are innocent, masoom. Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajmain, they are mahfooz, protected. They are protected. But ulama ikram have said, bihaysul majmah, that when you look at Sahaba as a jama'at, when you look at Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajmain as a jama'at, then they come close to the status of innocence. Why? Because Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajmain, they are a criterion for us for right and wrong. So alhamdulillah, this is the first session in this series where we will be addressing the bad qualities, evil character traits. The whole of Sharia has been designed so that man becomes a better person. Ulama ikram have stated, and some famous ulama have said, that alim banna asan hai, insan banna mushkil hai. That to become an alim is easy, but to become a human being is difficult. And Islam wants us to become good human beings, decent people, loving people and compassionate, so that we are promoters of peace and tranquility. And we are those who are upholding the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Throughout history you will find all the scholars who were pious were successful. Piety is an integral component of acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That without piety, without stopping from lying and deceiving and slander and jealousy and greed and arrogance, a person cannot get the proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So basically, in this lesson what we have stated, that there are two things. One is good character traits, akhlaq hamida, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have. And the Shariat is encouraging us to have. And one is akhlaq razila, evil, bad character traits. It is our responsibility to understand what is pride, understand what is jealousy, understand what is slander and lying, understand the true meaning of anger and vanity and arrogance. Once we understand it and we know how Shariat abhors it, inshallah we will remove it and bring in the good qualities and have the true definition of sincerity, repentance, humility, abstinence and taqwa and taharat, cleanliness in everything, cleanliness in our thoughts, our clothing, our transaction, that via fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua to Allah azza wa jal, and then obviously this will lead to good morals and hospitality and generosity. Obedience to Allah, Shariat will develop, and then we will have modesty and shame, which are cardinal points in a character. Otherwise, a person will not have any good character in him. So we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah allows us to expound on these, first of all, evil characters, traits in a person. When we fully understand them, then inshallah we will be able to identify it. For example, if a person has a bodily ailment and there is no doctor picking it up, it is hard to get treatment. But once a person identifies it, many a time you will find a person sick, going in and out of hospital, but no one is treating. Once they find what is wrong, inshallah they treat. Similarly, the heart has got ailments. Once we understand what the ailment is, we can cure it. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.